Pickaxe.
Hello, I'm Wheels, the Dungeon Master for Storybreakers. Love Critical Role in movies like Hot Fuzz and Spotlight? Actual play series Storybreakers combines the fantasy adventure of Dungeons & Dragons with small-town comedy and mystery in an episodic tale of journalists on the hunt for the secret underbelly of a tiny town where nothing seems to happen.
But excuse me if I don't think a bunch of ragtag journalists from a podunk town are actually going to be of any help.
But technically, I don't come from here.
When the mysterious arrival of a celebrity from the Heroes and Adventurers Guild sets off a strange conspiracy, the group will have to leave what they think they know about the world at the door if they're ever to unravel the truth at the heart of this seemingly nondescript town.
It's not front page of the Sasai Star News.
I pull up the today's installment of the news to see what the front page actually is.
There's a big picture of a pumpkin that's been stepped on, and it says, "Outrage as pumpkin stepped on."
Storybreaker Season 1 in its entirety is available for listening right now wherever you get your podcasts, with Season 2 on the way. Find out more at Dicebreaker.com.
Today's episode of Dungeons & Randomness is brought to you by Loot Crate. This month's theme is all about spies, James Bond, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., all that kind of stuff. So, if you go to www.lootcrate.com/DANDR, you can get a percentage off of your subscription. The people who have gotten on board so far, like last month, the theme was play, which was all about board games and tabletop RPGs and stuff. So there was a slew of different things in that crate, and one of them was the novel Ready Player One. I've already had several people come to me and say that they really love the book, and they planned on buying it anyway, but since it came in Loot Crate, that was all the better. So check it out. We do monthly unboxings on YouTube just to see what kind of stuff that we all get. We're all really excited about it when it happens. So www.lootcrate.com/DANDR. We hope you enjoy it.
Hi, I'm Valerie Spanier, and I play Sora Greywing on Group 4. Just wanted to let you all know to come on down to our Patreon. We're almost at $3,000, and that's when all the groups get to face off against some NPCs. That'll be really, really exciting. We have a Twitter, @DANDRPodcast, if you want to follow that. We also have a Facebook, Dungeons and Randomness. And be sure to check us out on iTunes. Leave a review. Okay, bye.
Let's do that thing where we go around the table and introduce ourselves. I'm Jason, I'm the Dungeon Master. Going around the table, start with Lisa.
Hey, I'm Lisa, and I am going to be playing Elorath Beastinger, the Halfling Barbarian.
And Kira.
I'm Kira. I'm playing Ingrid Pike, a Gnome Sorcerer.
And Laron.
Hi, I'm Laron, and I play Cole Dualfang, a Longtooth Shifter Druid.
And Karen.
Hi, I'm Karen. I play Evelyn Haywood, a human ranger.
And Valerie.
Hi, I'm Valerie, and I play Sore Greywing, a halfling ranger.
And Sarah Beth.
Hi, I'm Sarah Beth, and I play Aaron Bluecollar, a human bard, and I'm at Disney.
Well, whoop these fucking do.
Sarah Beth thinks she's better than you. Is there anything you guys want to do or talk about before you get to the town proper?
I wanted to see if I could pry some teeth from the dragons, possibly.
Do me a favor, roll a nature check.
Sure, I'm good at those.
20.
20.
Okay, so you're going to harvest. You're going to harvest a few things. The teeth are pretty much the only really valuable thing on these because, as we discussed last time, their scales aren't really hard enough to be used for armor or anything like that. They're really young.
They haven't hit puberty.
No. So it's not going to be the quality of, like, say, a Strahd or a Kaelthorn or something like that.
But, right.
But, again, teeth, sharp, bitey. So you got you some teeth.
Awesome. How many?
I would say you pried 20 or so out.
Yes!
Yeah.
Okay.
These are on the smaller side, but sharp.
Okay.
Anybody else want to do anything?
So Ingrid is going to go to Cole after the battle and just ask, so those were babies that we fought. Do we need to worry about the mother?
Well, from what I can tell, we're pretty far off. They shouldn't actually be here. So unless she's trying to fucking look for them, as long as we get the fuck out of Dodge, we should be good.
Okay. That was my concern. I don't really want to be fighting a fully grown dragon.
Preach to the fucking choir.
I feel like Aaron would be very interested in going and just kind of scoping things out, by the way. I would just kind of, like, go and poke the dragon. I don't know. I mean, this is very all new and fresh and such, so I, yeah.
Okay.
Aaron is obviously the sort who desecrates corpses, so...
So are you okay? What are you trying to get from this? Just to see if they're dead, or just check them out?
No, I'm just checking them out. I'm like, okay. Holy shit, that's a dragon.
Roll either a nature check or perception.
Oh god.
Ooh, 11.
It's a dragon.
Yeah. So Aaron's gonna walk over and start kind of lifting the wings up and just not play with the body, but just it's like.
Hunter did scamper down my arm, and he is, like, crawling alongside the dragon. He is playing.
So, just kind of giving it a sniff, looking around, just, yeah. You know. So, Aaron's not going to really notice anything super interesting about them, just kind of... mainly the fact that they're dragons, which is something your characters have probably never seen this close. This is kind of a big deal. I mean... They could have done a lot of damage to you and the caravan quickly. They could have burned down that lumber in seconds. So that is a good thing that did not happen.
I'm going to attempt to get Hunter to focus and get back over here.
Who would like to make a flat D20 roll for me?
Not Kira.
Not me. I want to. Do it. No, that's okay. You can.
Yeah. All right, here we go. We got this. I feel it.
Here we go. 18. Ooh,
yeah.
This is going to be a really uneventful trek the rest of the way to Dern Hollow. It is going to be very clear weather, smooth sailing the entire time. You guys have arrived in the town of Dern Hollow. Everyone do me a favor, give me a perception check.
Okay. 28.
Nat 20.
Oh. Sorry about that.
I got 20, 26.
I might have actually perceived something.
Holy I got a 17. That's almost a crit.
That's lower.
I forgot Ingrid has no modifier to her perception roll.
Nope. None.
Let's see. Cole and... Cole, Aaron, Elarath, Ingrid. Okay. So you guys are entering the town of Dern Hollow, and you are going to notice that there are a lot of stories surrounding this town. None of them great, but some noticeable improvements have been made. One, the famous or infamous, depending on the stories you've heard, whorehouse has been pretty much rebuilt. It appears as though a large amount of work has gone into to rebuilding that and giving these lovely ladies a place to work. And guys, there's a couple of guys that work there. So the Honest Harlot is pretty much back up in running condition in the town of Dern Hollow. A hell of a lot of effort has been made to clean up this town. There is a tiefling woman wearing one of the White Raven armbands standing in the center of town talking to two other individuals. She has not noticed you yet, but you are guessing that is the tiefling woman that you are supposed to get in contact with. Totally up to you guys how you want to play this.
I was going to say, I have fairly high diplomacy in case we need it.
Why would we need diplomacy?
Never know.
Do we want to roll perception to see who she's talking to?
I'll do it.
Let's see. Well, hold on a second. You got Elarath and Cole would have the two highest perceptions. You're not going to recognize the two people she's talking to. You will recognize that they're ravens, though, and... it would appear that she's delegating something to them. She's telling them to go do something.
Humans?
One of them is human, one of them is elven.
Okay.
Well, I think I'm actually just going to walk over to her, say, "Hi, we're bringing you a delivery."
So, she's going to focus in on Ingrid and then sort of look behind her and see that the caravan is at the edge of town. You must be one of the groups of ravens that they sent out from the Overwatch.
Yes, Poe sent us out. We've come to bring you some building material.
She's going to reach her. Well, she's going to reach down to Ingrid to shake your hand.
And Ingrid will shake back, give her a friendly smile.
Laren, I'm in charge here for a while. How many are in your party?
There are six of us, including myself.
We could set you up with a place for the night. If you want, you can all get some rest. Was there any trouble getting any of the building supplies here?
Well, we did run into some baby dragons, strangely enough, and they were really not where they were supposed to be.
Do you mean drakes?
No, dragons. Baby dragons.
Where was this?
We were in the mountains. We were heading towards Durnhollow. They were really not where they were supposed to be at all. There shouldn't have been any dragons there. At least that's what Cole said. And Ingrid will, of course, gesture back to Cole when she mentions him.
Yeah, you're not kidding. That should not be. Okay, well, we'll talk more about that later. You feel free to get some rest. You need food? Anything like that?
Sure. After the trip, I'm sure everyone would be happy to eat.
Okay. Have you guys checked in with home base at all since you left?
No, we haven't. It's just been a trip here. It was fairly uneventful except for the dragons, but we haven't really had a chance to check in.
Okay, well, we'll get you all set up, and anything you need, just come see me. And then she's going to look over the party. The brothel's back in operation, if that's something you're into.
We'll keep that in mind. Thanks for letting us know. And Ingrid will just give her a grin, I guess. Smile. Okay. Hey.
Sorry, at the mention of a brothel, my Aaron's eyes will sort of widen for a moment.
Okay. Let's do this. So you have officially dropped off those building supplies, so that is done. That is no longer your responsibility. Would you guys like to do anything in Durnhollow while you're here, or are you just pretty much waiting for your next assignment? Because that is not going to take long.
I think I'd probably look around since I had been through Durnhollow before when I was traveling, so I think I'd want to see how it had changed. So
I have never been here, so I will probably look around.
Yeah. I'd like to make a streetwise.
Okay.
Oh, God.
15. 15 is going to pretty much get you very recent events. So Durnhollow is pretty much going through a shift of leadership. A few weeks ago, this town was pretty much under the jurisdiction of the Overwatch. That changed when the Ravens came into town and helped Ellis Arroway drive out the Overwatch. Unfortunately, it ended up costing him his life and the lives of a good number of Ravens. And that's kind of been a sticking point with them. A group was going to take care of things, and they ended up, saddling Poe with it. And yeah, but the end result is that the town is... It was no longer under the jurisdiction of the Overwatch. They can feel free to do whatever they want with it. And thanks to a generous donation recently from a group, they have the money for building materials. They have money to sort of invest in the economy of Durnhollow and hopefully open up a few different businesses in here, maybe diversify the economy a bit so that they're not just about whoring and slavery. The Nuvol have been driven out as of about 3 weeks ago, 3.5 weeks ago. Merle and Jeb were two pretty famous individuals in town, both of which have been murdered. And as a result, the Nuvol don't really have any influence here anymore. Their entire operation has been shut down in this area. Now, that doesn't mean that they'll never come back, but for right now, it's not a problem that that anyone here has to worry about. The whorehouse, the Honest Harlot, sort of got burned down about a month ago-ish. And thanks to things like that set of building materials and some round-the-clock effort. They have rebuilt small portions of the town that have burned down. The whorehouse was the first thing to be worked on.
Do we want to check out the whorehouse?
I mean, we can.
I'm good.
Oh, come on. Let's go and take a peek.
I'm good. LRF's going to decline. She's going to walk around town. Like, y'all have fun.
Sora just kind of wants to go somewhere to rest. Just kind of chill out.
LRF will probably go with you if that's cool. She'll probably be like, yeah, I'm going to go with Sora. Not the rest. Not the whorehouse.
Oh, yeah.
So let's split Someone the party up a little bit.
Yeah, we're splitting the party already, Jesus, guys.
It. It's Dunhollow. That never goes poorly.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, no. No, not at all.
So let's... who's going to the Honest Harlot? It's going to be Ingrid and who?
I'll go.
Okay, Ingrid and Cole. This place, you can tell, is going to be pretty swanky when it's finished. There's a pretty large first floor. It kind of opens up into this big bar area and sort of a lounge. Still being furnished, but a lot of the woodwork is done. A lot of the structural stuff is done. And there's going to be a young lady that greets you as soon as you walk in. Human lady.
Mm-hmm.
And she is going to walk up to you. Hi, I'm Eva. Welcome to the Honest Harlot.
What does she look like?
So Eva has long, dark hair. And do me a favor, give me a perception check.
Can do.
Both of us or just Cole?
Both of you. Let's do both of you.
Please. Because right. I got 12.
I mentioned my lack of modifier on perception.
Okay, well.
Well.
I perceive nothing.
Yeah, she... Okay, so the
it's
only
It's a girl!
Thing, it's a girl, hey. Everyone! The only thing that you're going to notice about Eva is that... How to put this lightly. For someone who is a prostitute by trade, it looks as though she may be a little on the heavier side, slightly, just ever so slightly.
Mm-hmm.
Plump?
A little, maybe. It looks as though she may have a baby bump.
Ah.
Oh. But we're not going to ask about that, because you never want to ask about a baby.
You don't
bump.
Want to be the...
No, I wasn't going to do that.
Yeah.
But...
And she just said hi, right?
Yeah, that's all. She's just kind of welcoming you in.
Okay.
I'll say hello and hold out my hand to shake if she wants to. I'm Ingrid. This is my friend Cole. We're just visiting town. We thought we'd come in and see the famous... Harlot?
She's gonna kind of give you a smile as you're pausing to find as you're kind of pausing to find the right word. How about we set you up with a drink?
That would be wonderful. Thank you.
And she's gonna welcome you over to the bar again. Largely empty. The place is still being worked on, but they're really trying to drum up business and get people kind of spending money and coming in here again. And one of the first things to do was to make sure no one would get hung. Little things like that, little events like that would scare off clientele.
Are we going to sit at the bar? Am I going to need a boost to get to a bar stool?
You might need to...
I'll help you out, Ingrid.
Thank you, Cole. That's very kind of you.
No problem. I help Ingrid up, and then I sit next to her.
Let's catch up with the rest of the party really quickly. What would the rest of the party like to check out here? Just sort of looking around town, just taking it all in?
Yeah,
I'd probably like pop a squat somewhere and start playing some music.
Okay, do me a favor and give me a perception roll, all of you.
Yeah.
I crit.
Oh. I wasn't sure what that sound was.
I wasn't either.
Oh, I love how I'm the lowest with 18. We rock.
Dunhollow is pretty much a town that consists of one road. You're going to notice a lot of children running around. You're going to notice the place has a slightly warmer vibe than it's been built up to be. You expected it to be seedier or angrier or something. But the Ravens seem to have done a really good job of cleaning this place up in the very short time that they've inhabited it. They've only really had the town for about 2.5-3 weeks, and they have done a remarkable job of straightening things out. That you've heard stories of drunks lining the roads and lazy guards who don't patrol anything. They'll hang out in the bar all day and get drunk, but you see people out and about. People are talking to each other. People are bartering, buying things. It feels like a regular small town.
It's a lot quainter than it's been described to me.
You are going to notice something else, and there is a bird circling overhead.
Oh God, don't let it poop.
And after a few moments, it is going to fly straight at Aaron.
Oh my God, I'm sorry, Hunter, no!
Oh my gosh.
Hunter was in my lap and now he is in my cloak.
Yeah.
He knows. He's seen some shit.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is probably terrifying for Hunter. This is not. This bird is not after Hunter, but it takes you a few moments to realize that. It is going to perch on Aaron's bracer.
Oh, okay.
So it's gonna hover for just a second and then just sort of
plop.
Just sort of plop down on Aaron's bracer. And you're gonna notice this little thing around its leg. And it seems to be used for transporting messages. This is most definitely a white raven.
Huh. Does it have a message?
It does.
Oh, I'm going to, after my moment of shock is over, I'll take the message out and read the message.
So this is from Brianna Ebelmere, and it says, "By now, you should have reached the town of Durnhollow. We hope that your journey was a safe one. After you drop off your supplies, I would like to meet you in the town of Aubrey."
Okay, so I'm going to, after reading the message, I don't know what to do with this bird.
Do me a favor, roll a history check.
Like, shoo it away.
Okay. I don't want to offend the bird.
Like, no, I'm done with you now. So. Hey,
don't ever ask me to roll anything. I can't roll.
Yeah, this is not.
I can't roll for shit.
Yeah, you would know that the ravens are a messaging system almost based on ceremony right now. But it was necessity when they lived in the Evergreen. But yeah, you would know that these birds are used to transport messages back and forth. The bracer that you're wearing is actually sort of a guidance system for some of them. That little thing around its leg, that mm-hmm. helps you, that helps the bird hone in on you.
So I'm going to, I'm, because I'm not exactly sure, like, if I should, like, send a message back, I'm going to ask, since I'm sitting with Sora, Evelyn, and Elrath, mm-hmm. I'm going to turn to them and ask them, "Do you think I should send a message back saying that we're on our way? Or should I just carry the bird with me to go get Ingrid and Cole, and then once we have them, then send the message that we're on our way?"
That might be a better idea.
Okay, all right. I guess I'll...
I mean, I can go fetch them or something and bring
them
back.
I'll just hold my arm out with this bird.
Just stay there.
I've got my bow. Like, I was playing music, so I've got my bow in the hand that the bird is on, and my violin in the other, and Hunter is cowering in my cloak. I'm kind of like, I've got my hands full. So
yeah, these are very well-trained birds. It's not going to attack Hunter for any reason.
Well, Hunter doesn't know that.
Right, exactly, no.
Elrath's gonna poke the bird. Hey.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh no.
Just to see what it does.
Are you poking it with your finger or like a weapon or?
No, yeah, my finger. She wouldn't touch it with her flail. She'd be like, "My flail's bigger than your face." Poke.
So the raven's gonna sort of like flap its wings and flutter for just a second and then kind of give a look over to Elrath and then settle back down on the bracer again and not move.
Standard bird stuff. Okay.
Standard bird stuff.
I'm gonna, who went in there to get, Ingrid and Cole?
Evelyn, I believe.
Okay. Yeah, so I guess we'll just wait outside because we have a bird.
Yeah, so how about we cut over to them real quick?
Okay. Did we already order drinks?
Yes, we have drinks. You and I are chilling on our bar stools, having a drink.
So
dragons, huh?
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck that was all about. We were supposed to be fine after we left the mountain pass, and all of a sudden, red fucking dragons.
How does that even happen?
I don't fucking know. I've traveled through that mountain pass at least 3 times. Never ran into any of those fuckers before.
I don't think I've ever seen a dragon, and I can't imagine why we would see them now.
Your guess is as good as mine.
So I guess Ellen's just going to go inside the Honest Harlot and look around to find Cole and Ingrid. Do I have to do like a perception for that, or did I just...
No, they're sitting right over at the bar. Okay. They're right there.
I'm sorry, I'm just going to go up.
I'm sorry. That means we don't have to roll perception to notice her either, right?
No.
Okay.
I'm like, hey, Evelyn. Not a tiny person.
Hey, Evelyn. Come on, we were just having a drink.
Hey, guys.
Do you want to join us?
Well, we actually just got a message from the White Ravens. I didn't know if you guys wanted to, like, there's like a bird and it won't go away. And they want to know if you want to, she's really awkward. If we wanted to send a message back, something about meeting, someone in Aubrey.
The bird knew we were here.
Yeah, it came right out of the sky and landed on the bracer that Aaron had.
That makes sense. Wow, that's some pretty decent magic.
Well, I suppose we better go and...
We just bought these, though.
Well, drink up, and she'll just knock back the rest of her drink in one.
Shit. Because I see that, and like, okay. That's that look Cole gives Ingrid, like, okay. All right. I will do the same.
And then we'll follow Evelyn out to meet the others. I will wait for Cole to help me down off the bar stool.
Yeah. I will help her. I will help Ingrid down off the bar stool and pay for my drink.
Ditto. Thank you, Cole.
Do me a favor, you two.
Okay.
This is to establish canon. I want to know how well you handle your liquor. Now, that was one drink. But there are some people in the world who are monumentally bad at holding their liquor. Some people are really cheap dates. So, do me a favor, both of you roll an endurance check for me.
All right. 21.
Shocking that I would get a 12.
Turn up is not real for me.
So Cole can handle his liquor pretty well. Ingrid is going to be a little tipsy after one drink. Tiny bit.
3 feet tall. So.
Yeah, that's. Perhaps you should not have drank as much as Cole.
Do I notice this?
She'll probably sway and bump into Cole a little bit as they're following Evelyn out.
All right. I'm going to attempt to stabilize you and go. Maybe chugging that beer wasn't a good idea.
Maybe not, but well, we just bought them. I don't want to waste good liquor.
You know what, Ingrid? You're all right. Let's go.
So yes, so I've got the bird, and I've been bonding with it. I'm actually like touching it, petting it now. So I'll relay the same message that, you know, this bird landed, and we got a message that we're supposed to head to Aubrey. Do you think that I should, like, put another message on it and send it off saying that we're on our way?
Do you think I'll know to do that?
Well, it came down to me, so. I mean, I'll tell it. I don't know. I'll tell it to go to Aubrey. I don't know. But do you know anything more about the system of communication that the Ravens have?
I don't fucking know. I don't speak bird.
I was going to say, I could give it a try. I'm a little tipsy, so that might seem like a good plan to Ingrid.
Wait a minute. Would my nature check allow me to do that?
To speak to birds? No.
No, I'm not asking you guys to speak to birds. I'm asking if you guys know more about their system of communication.
How would we determine that? Is that like history or?
That'd be history.
I shouldn't even attempt this. I only have a +1, but sure.
Why? I have a +2, so. I definitely know a little bit.
I'm still afraid to try. I'll do it anyway. Go ahead.
Oof.
Go ahead, Ingrid. It's all yours. Ravens or birds?
Ingrid would know that traditionally, the way the ravens are trained is they'll fly back and forth between two positions. Each raven would be trained to fly to an outpost and then back. They would train a couple of backup ravens in case something were to happen to one of them. The interesting thing about the way the bracer works is that that works as sort of a mobile hotspot where they can send a message to you and you can send one back to the person who was holding the other bracer. That is the way that the bird just sort of instinctively knows to go between the two. It's instead of training them to go to a spot and painstakingly getting them to do that, which is the system they've been using, that little bit of magic allows them to sort of link two spots together, and then you guys are obviously mobile. So it's a vast improvement over the old system.
And I will, of course, share this knowledge with the group and say it will head right back to where it's supposed to go if we send a message.
Oh, okay. Then let's do it then.
So I'll write on the thing that says, I'll write on a piece of parchment that says, you know, we're on our way. And I'll hand it back to the raven and I'll give him a little pat and I'll say, off with you. And kind of like lift my arm up so he can fly away.
This raven is going to spread its wings and take off into the sky and start heading toward the direction of Aubrey.
Cool.
Which is sort of north from here.
As soon as the bird is gone, I will like reach into my cloak and just kind of like pat Hunter just because he was kind of, you know, because he was so scared and I feel bad for him. So, I'll turn to Cole and Ingrid and I'll say, so have you guys been to Aubrey?
Yeah.
It's
okay.
Is there anything that we need to finish up here before we head that way?
I don't know.
I don't think so, unless you want to check in before we go.
Like, do you guys want to rest? Do you guys just want to wait until the morning?
That's probably a good plan.
What time is it?
It's Aaron, evening here.
Aaron questioned God.
And we did fight two dragons.
Yeah, it might not be the worst idea in the world to get some sleep for the night.
Yeah, let's rest.
I'm sure I can wait until the morning.
Yeah.
So, of course, you'd be sleeping here for free. This is a raven-operated town, and you guys are ravens, so...
Perks!
Yep. That is the perks of having to fight dragons and shit. Like, that's... let's pick things up the next morning, then. You guys are gonna get some sleep in town, maybe get a little bath. They have a decent little inn.
Tiny gastropub?
Yeah, well, it's basically attached to the Harlot. Mm-hmm. They've made some improvements, so instead of there being seedy little rooms with holes bored into the walls, everything's really new and nice, so yeah.
Oh, those holes had purpose, Jason.
Oh, I...
The holes are still there, but now there's glass in the peepholes.
Oh, no.
Some of the holes are glorious.
yes.
So I take it you guys are pretty much on your way?
I think so.
Here is what I'd like one of you to do.
Wait, we did establish that we told Laren? Yeah, we told Laren before we left that we were headed to Aubrey.
She would know.
Cool.
Yeah,
all right, cool. Yeah.
Who would like to roll a flat d20 for me?
Me.
Okay. Go right ahead, Val. 13. Yeah.
Not too bad.
There's a map.
Making your way, walking down the road, and this is going to be, again, hours and hours on the road, you guys. It's about a day's trek from Durin Hollow to Aubrey. If you're walking at a pretty brisk pace, you could get there. Some people it takes a day and a half. Usually there's a camping there's a camping site halfway between. You guys are going to hear this guttural growling. And it seems to be coming from all sides. At first it seems like it's coming from just up the road a little bit. And then you're going to hear it behind you and then off to your flanks. And after giving a cursory glance around, you're going to realize that you are surrounded by dire wolves. They appear to be fairly young, but they also appear to be very hungry.
Nature check to see if this is normal behavior or if they're normal to the area.
Okay, I'll let you get one in real quick. Go ahead.
Never mind.
You have no clue.
Nope. Fuck. All right.
Everyone do me a favor. Roll initiative.
Yeah.
Evelyn's first.
Wow. Okay, I guess I'm just going to go up here to Direwolf number one. Basic melee. And then damage. Woohoo. And then I think that'll be it for now. Oh, yes. Offhand attack. My bad.
It's all good. That will hit.
Okay. Doing real good.
There you go.
Yeah.
Much, much better.
Okay, now I'm done.
Ingrid, your turn.
Oh, I'm sorry. So I'm targeting Direwolf number three with Lightning Strike.
Okay, that is going to miss, sadly.
Darn it. And I am also going to shift one and move there. And that should be it.
And Sora, your turn.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to go here. and then I'm going to target Direwolf 1. Careful attack on it. So, there you go.
That is going to miss.
Oh. Okay, that's it.
Hungry Direwolf 4. Run up to Aaron. Target and try to bite. 28. That'll hit. 21 damage to Aaron, so that's nasty. Direwolf 2 is going to run on up. Target Elarath.
Boo.
And miss. Totally miss with a lunge.
I parried.
let's see here. Direwolf 1 is going to target Evelyn, considering she's right there, and try to bite her and miss.
Yeah.
That'll bring up Elarath.
All right. Well, I'm right there, so let's go ahead and activate the Defender aura. So it gets a negative 2 to attack my allies. And then we're going to try... Let's do rundown. It hasn't hit yet, but I have a feeling like today's going to be the day.
That'll hit?
Yes! Ooh.
You have chosen wisely.
I've chosen wisely. Okay, so there's an effect on this one, I believe. Yeah, the target is slowed until the end of my next turn.
And Cole, your turn.
All right. I am going to move 1, 2, 3, 4. And I am going to target Direwolf number 4. There we go. And I am going to do Grasping Claws. And because I am flanking, that does what? I get my flanking bonus. What's my flanking bonus?
+2.
And Grasping Claws.
Ooh.
Not even +1 for Thinking Speedy?
That's a 12. That's still going to miss.
Okay. Well, you know what? Action point.
Okay, action point.
All right, we're going to try that shit again. Still flanking, so there we go. And...
Much better. That'll hit.
Yes. Awesome. So, 1d8. And, alright.
13 damage.
Alright. That way, my turn.
And that'll bring up Aaron.
Okay. Alright, so, let's see here. I'm gonna target... Let me see if I can remember how to do this. Target this guy. That's me. Target him. Did it target? Yes. Yep. Alright, so I guess I just do a melee basic, because he's right in front of me. Achcha. And nope.
That is going to miss, sadly.
Did you add your combat advantage?
Do I get...
It's 11. That's not going
to... Okay, so I am going to use a majestic word upon myself, because yikes.
Yeah. So, Wolf number 3 is going to advance on Sora.
Jesus.
No!
That'll hit. 26. And bite. 17 damage to Sora.
Damn.
Yeah, these wolves are not fucking around. Evelyn, your turn.
Okay. So I'm just going to basic melee direwolf number one.
That is going to miss.
Yeah, Evelyn. Sorry. I was just thinking, I was contemplating if I should use heroic effort, but I don't think that's going to work. I guess I'll action point.
Okay.
And try it again.
That'll hit. 25 will hit.
Okay. And then damage.
5 damage.
And then offhand.
Okay. That'll miss.
Whatever.
Whatever.
I guess I'm done then.
Ingrid, your turn.
Okay. So, I am going to try targeting direwolf number 3 again with lightning strike. Maybe this time it might actually work.
That is a crit.
Awesome.
This is why I fucks with you, Ingrid.
And then, since lightning strike will target the two of them, it's also going to target. I'm going to target a hungry direwolf number 4, and do some damage to him. Then I am going to shift. One.
That'll bring up Sora.
Okay. So, let's see if I can get this right. Okay. So, here's my fun thing that I do. I'm going to do evasive strike, where I get to move 3 squares, and then, because I have running attack, I get a +1 to my attack roll after moving 2 or more squares.
Mm-hmm.
And it's shifting, so I can shift 3 and then attack. So I'm going to do that. So I'm going to go 1, 2, 3 to here. Okay. And then I'm going to let's put Hunter's Quarry on Direwolf 2. And then I'm going to attack that with Evasive Strike.
Okay. 24 hit.
Yeah, it hit. Okay. So, let's see. It's... Oh, I see, because it's an encounter power. That's why it's... Okay.
12 damage.
12, and then Hunter's Quarry damage.
8.
Yeah.
Gorgeous. Max Hunter's Quarry damage. Okay. Y'all done?
Oh, no. So, because that was my standard action, so I still get a move action, right?
Yep.
Okay, so I'm going to go 1, 2, 3, 4, I guess. Or, no, wait. I'll go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There we go.
Gorgeous. That'll bring up wolf number 4. Wolf number 4 is going to continue to attack Aaron. Oof, that was a terrible roll, though. And that is going to miss. That's a 2. Let's see here. Direwolf 2 is going to continue to attack Elrath. 18 will hit.
Yikes.
15 damage to Elrath. Direwolf 1 is going to continue to attack Evelyn. 22 will hit. 11 damage to Evelyn, and that will bring up Elrath.
Okay, I'm going to use Escalating Violence on Direwolf number 2. So, here we go.
That'll hit.
Yes! Okay, and then we do damage. Okay.
13 damage. You have bloodied the wolf.
Okay. Says if I take damage before the start of my next turn, I gain a +2 bonus to attack rolls. And because that was a barbarian attack, it activates my Berserker's Frenzy or Fury. So I'm now berserking, I guess. I don't know how to describe that.
Let's see.
Alright. I'm gonna continue wailing on this direwolf fucker number 4. Grasping Claws. My That's, fucking god. Are you Lord. Serious?
That is going to miss.
All right. Well. Okay. She's probably going to. Yeah, I'm just going to stay put. Yeah, I'll stay put. That's the end of my turn.
All right. Aaron, your turn.
I got to remember to come off mute. I am going to target that one. That seems strange, but...
If you attack anything but the one that's right in front of you, it's going to get an opportunity attack.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, then, I guess you and I are going to hang out then, buddy.
He really wants to hang out.
Let me make sure. Oh, my gosh. Bloop.
18 will hit.
Yay! Yes!
And there was much rejoicing.
Yeah. Woo!
Yay.
5 damage.
All right. Since I did that thing, I'm going to let me make sure that this is what I want, because sorry, I still don't have my sheet in front of me. So that's going to go to... That's... Let me target the correct person for that one. And here, have that. Have a song of serendipity. That's for you, Cole.
Oh, thanks.
That'll give a plus one to your attack.
Plus two, sorry.
Okay. I am forever grateful.
Alright, let's do this. Hungry Dire Wolf number 3 is going to shift down one, which will put him flanking with his buddy number 2, and he is going to start to attack Elarath.
Ah, fuck.
17. Does a 17 hit your...
No, because...
Probably not, yeah. Oh, yeah, you're improved. Yep. Mm-hmm. Good.
Oh, I'm so glad I read my character sheet.
Evelyn, your turn.
Okay. I'm going to continue to attack Direwolf number 1, because it won't die.
It is a pesky habit of living.
It is.
That is going to miss.
Oh, my God. Wait. A heroic effort.
Heroic effort will hit.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I was not going to let that get away.
What the fuck are these things made out of?
Wolf.
An offhand. Oh my god. I'm done.
Ingrid, your turn.
Alright, so can I move without taking an opportunity attack?
Yeah, because you're not next to any enemies.
Excellent. So I'm going to move first. There. And... Okay. I am going to attack.
Okay, so read Dire
Wolf number 3.
Attack Wolf number 3.
With Stormwalk.
That is another crit.
All right.
You are on a roll. You're scooping up everyone else's good luck. You're making up for the crit one last time. Sweet. And that will bring up Sora.
Okay. I am going to do... Because my quarry is still on number 2. Yeah. So I'm going to do a careful attack on number 2. Which is this one.
That'll hit.
Yeah! Okay. So damage.
6 damage.
And then Hunter's quarry damage.
Another 6 damage.
There we go. And that'll be it. Yeah.
Let's see, Wolf number 4. Good lord. Wolf number 4 is going to continue to swing at Aaron. 20 will hit, and that's a bite, and 17 damage. Aaron is bloodied.
Shit!
This wolf is tenacious.
Ah! That wasn't even me, and I felt it.
Two of these wolves have Elarath surrounded and are going to continue to try and bite and snap at her. 17 is going to miss because of her improved AC. Wolf number 1 is going to swing at Evelyn again, and that is a 17. That'll miss.
Good.
Evelyn and this wolf are at a stalemate. They just keep swinging at each other. And Elarath, your turn.
Fantastic. All right. Well, let's try. Let's try Devastating Strike against number 1. So here we go. Devastating strike. Oh, boo hiss. Let's action point.
Okay.
And we'll try it again. The exact same roll. Okay.
Oh.
Swing and a miss. Okay.
Yeah, that's going to miss, sadly. Cole, your turn.
Okay, Jason, question.
Hit me.
Range. Is that the number, is that per square? So if I have like a range 5, that's 5 squares?
Yes.
Okay. If that's the case, then I am going to target Direwolf number 3.
Okay, one sec. If you target anything but the one directly in front of you, it's going to get an opportunity attack against you.
Bollocks! Alright. Alright. I tried LRF. Alright. I'm just going to move.
I appreciate you.
I can move, but I don't think that's wise.
Okay, I'm just letting you know your options.
I appreciate that, Jason. Thank you. Fucking grasping claws at... Yeah, Aaron needs the help more. Number 4, grasping claws, flanking. Yeah, let me do that right quick. Combat advantage.
That'll hit.
Yes! Please kill this thing.
9 damage to the wolf.
Alright, still alive.
Still alive.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I don't think so.
Aaron, your turn.
Okay. I am gonna hit this guy. Yeah, action point. How do I do this?
Just go ahead and do whatever you're gonna do here. Wow, that was a really bad roll. That's a 6. Okay. That's okay.
Mm-hmm. So I just gotta. How do I do it? Action point. Like I don't know.
You. What are you doing? The same attack again?
Yeah.
Just do the same attack again.
Okay. Please, 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 please. Oh, good.
That will hit.
Okay.
7 damage. The wolf is bloodied.
All right. I'm going to use another majestic word on myself.
Probably a good idea.
Yeah.
Don't blame you.
And. What do you guys think about me possibly moving and taking my chances at an opportunity attack? What do you think? Or do you think it's best that I stay here so you get flanking?
I think we should...
Because that was my last majestic word.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead and move.
Ingrid, if you
You have damage to you, so I don't know if you would want to move.
Yeah, Ingrid, if you try it, can you target the wolf that is between us?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And actually, I had an idea.
Okay, ideas
so
are good.
I'm gonna stay here then, because I don't wanna die.
All right. Okay.
Okay. Hungry Direwolf number 3, is going to continue to attack Elarath, and miss wildly.
Bopping and weaving.
Yeah. She's so wee.
Hey. Okay. I am going to hit. I'm going to hit this freaking wolf.
You are going to hit. You hit?
Yeah, I am.
25. Okay. Gorgeous.
Damage. And 7. Power strike, because I'm not letting this thing get away.
8. Extra damage. Good.
And then offhand. Better.
That'll hit.
Damage.
4. Okay, good. 9. Okay, so you have definitely bloodied this wolf.
It's not dead yet?
No. Not quite. These are big, tough wolves.
I just want to help my friends.
I know. Ingrid, your turn.
All right, so I am going to target Hungry Direwolf number 4, and I'm actually going to use one of my encounter powers, and I'm going to try using Whirlwind.
2 hits.
Okay. Why would it be 2 hits?
I don't know.
Because Ingrid is selected.
Oh, So I hit myself. Awesome.
Quit hitting yourself. So you were targeting wolf number four. That hit wolf number four.
Okay. So that will do some damage.
12 damage. And yeah, that wolf is not looking so good.
Okay. And I had a question. So I have... Well, never mind. I will ask at a later date. But okay. I think I'm done for now.
What does Whirlwind do exactly? For the folks at home.
For the folks at home, Whirlwind creates a small whirlwind that buffets creatures and knocks them off their feet. So not only has he been hit, let's see.
Knocked him prone, right?
I believe so.
Okay. You want to tick off that little thing to make him prone?
Will do. If I can figure out where it is.
It's the little zombie guy next to the power.
Little zombie guy next to the power. Got it.
Boom, he's prone. Sora, your turn.
Okay, so first thing, I have a question. If I were to move here, would that be flanking with...
No.
No? Do you have to be, like, right next to? Is that what it is? Okay, cool.
That is the penalty for being all the way back there.
Okay, so I am going to use, what is it called? Twin Strike on Wolf 3 and Wolf 2. I'm going to be moving my quarry to Wolf 3. Okay. But there we go. So Twin Strike is going to do that.
They will both hit. Okay.
Okay. Good. So now we got that. I'm going to deselect 2 so I can do my quarry on 3. Yeah.
Okay, 4 damage. Good.
And then that's it.
All right. And that'll bring up wolf number 4, which is taking a beating here. So this wolf is just getting the shit kicked out of it by Ingrid, by Aaron, and Cole. It's going to use his move action to stand up, and he is going to lunge one more time at Aaron, and that will hit 14 damage. Aaron is bloodied. Actually, Aaron is down to 3 hit points. Let's see. Hungry Wolf number 2 is going to lunge again at Elrath and totally miss. Number 1 is going to lunge at Evelyn. That'll hit. 17 damage. Evelyn is down.
Ouch.
Elrath, your turn.
Oh no. Okay, all right, let's try. Oh my god, she's gonna pop a daily. She's gonna do Rage Drake's Frenzy against Direwolf number 2. Oh, thank god.
That will just hit. It'll hit.
Alright, here we go. Okay, so.
That will kill the wolf.
Boom.
My fucking god.
Oh, Elrath, I can. Wait. And because I reduce an enemy to 0 hit points, the effect of this attack, I can make a melee basic attack as a free action. So.
Yes.
So Evelyn is going to swing her mace into the skull of this wolf, and with a whimper, it's going to crumple to the ground. So, blam, done.
And dead then I'll wolf. Make a melee basic attack against the one next to me.
Number 3.
Thank you. That one.
Nope!
That's a crit one, but that's okay.
Oh. effort.
You're also going to shift. Let's see here. Hold on a second.
I entered the effect.
You enter the rage of the rage drake until the rage ends. Once per round, when an enemy reduces the odds. Okay, so that's the same thing you just did. Okay, that's cool. That is good.
Yep, so I believe that's the end of my turn because I've already used my action point. So.
All right, Cole, your turn.
All right, guys. Attack this wolf or attempt to save Evelyn.
Save Evelyn?
All right.
I mean, I do have 3 saving throws still.
Yeah, but if I put in, you'll have 4, maybe.
Yeah, but there's a bunch of people to go before Wolf 1 gets to hit again.
Okay.
That's okay. All I'm thinking.
Okay. All right. I'm just gonna keep wailing on Wolf 4 then. Grasping Claws. No, not color of the dice, fucker. Combat advantage. Jesus. All right. God fucking shit. Okay.
You rolled a 3. That's an 11. I'm sorry. That is not going to do it.
I'm done.
In every sense of the word, I quit. I'm done. Just. Aaron, your turn.
Okay. All right. I'm going to try and hit this thing. My selected? There we go. Oh no. I'm having trouble. When I'm that close to him, it's hard to tell. Did I hit
it? That is going to miss. Wait.
They won plus one for taking speedy.
Wait, you have combat advantage. It'll
yeah,
hit.
I get flanking. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's me. Yay.
You hit.
Okay.
Oh my god.
5 damage to the dire wolf.
Yikes. Anything okay. else?
Shift. Get out of there.
Can I shift one back one and without
you
provoking?
You can shift back one. Yeah. Totally.
Okay. Is this? I'm done.
All right. Hungry dire wolf 3. Oh man, Hungry Dire Wolf 3 is going to continue to try and murder Elrath here. That is going to miss.
Ah!
Evelyn, do me a favor. Roll a death saving throw. That is one failure.
A 9.
Oh my God. A 9, yes. Ingrid, your turn.
All right. I will attack Hungry Direwolf number 1. And I am going to use Lightning Strike.
Okay. That'll hit.
Okay, so I will do damage to him.
Okay, good. 12 damage.
And then I am also going to do some damage to number 3. And that should be the end of my turn.
Sora, your turn.
Okay, so Hunter's Quarry on Wolf 1, first of all. And then I'm going to use Careful Attack against it.
That'll hit.
Yeah, almost a crit! Yay! Okay. So, damage.
That will kill the wolf!
Can I do my Hunter's Quarry anyway?
Go ahead. It makes you feel better. Go ahead.
Yeah! Okay.
You kill her instinct, the wolf.
Anything else?
No, that's it.
All right, number 4. So he's going to target Cole.
Right.
19 will hit.
Mm-hmm.
14 damage.
Okay.
So, not bad. And that'll bring up Elrath.
Thanks for the HP,
Aaron. All right. Okay. She's going to try Devastating Strike against Wolf number 3. So let's try. Yes!
That will hit.
All right. Let's see. Oh, sorry. Excuse me. I wasn't sure if it did more damage because of the rage, but I don't think it does. So here we go. Oh, I guess it does. Okay. There is an effect, but since I am raging, it doesn't get the effect. Because okay. Normally it would gain a +2 bonus to attack me. But okay. Since I'm in my Berserker's Rage, whatever. That's my turn.
And that'll bring up Cole.
All right. We are going to try Grasping Claws again.
Okay.
We are going to miss because life is unfair.
It's true. Aaron, your turn.
Wait, I was...
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. No.
Then we are going to shift back one space because I don't need to be there anymore.
Okay, Aaron, your turn.
You missed because I didn't say which kind of what speech I was giving you. I'm sorry. Right. I apologize.
And Jason couldn't sort it right.
I'm too close for a ranged attack, right?
No, you're
no. I can do a ranged attack. All right, cool. All right, cool. Let's see here. Have that. And Shazam. Yeah!
That hits.
Ah! I get that.
7. And you have killed the wolf.
Oh my gosh, I killed it.
Yes. You killed wolf number 4. Anything else?
I will do a song of serendipity. Yeah, all right. Sorry.
It's okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And what can I do right now for her? I don't think nothing. I can do. Yeah. So my next turn, I can get you. So until then, I'm just going to put my hands upon your body and tell you that I am here for you.
Well, time to office space this last wolf.
Let's see here. Wolf number 3 is going to keep targeting Elrath. 28 will hit.
Second chance. No, reroll.
Oh, second chance? Okay. Okay, hold on.
Sorry.
No, that's okay.
Don't be sorry. You did a good thing.
Yeah, let's try it again then. That'll hit.
No, it won't because my AC is 19.
7. Then that will not hit. Evelyn! Do me a favor, roll a death saving throw, please. That is 2 failures.
Oh, Jesus.
Ingrid, your turn.
All right, I am going to target Direwolf number 3. I am going to use Stormwalk. I am going to blast. I think I will actually action point and try it again.
That's a crit. A third fucking crit in this
combat. Yes.
Heck yes. Okay.
I could have used that.
Let me tell you right now, that is going to murder this wolf. Yeah, you have killed the wolf.
Die, crazy wolf.
Okay. You guys are out of combat.
Okay, so if we're out of combat, what, like, so do I out of combat?
You're just running a heal check. You're good. You're just running a heal check on Evelyn, and you are going to bring her back from the brink of death.
What is with the wildlife?
Yeah. Is somebody wearing some sort of, like, pheromone?
Cole.
I hope it's not my perfume.
Guys, I think that's 4. A pretty good time for us to stop for the evening. So what we're going to do is the next time we play, you're going to have some heavy roleplay stuff to do.
Okay.
All right.
I think you're going to get a chance to meet some new people, and you are going to probably be fighting something nastier than wolves, but we'll see.
Nice.
Nastier than the wolves.
The wolves got the drop on you. You're lucky that wasn't a surprise round.
Was that what the 13 was?
Yes.
Of course
it was. What would have a crit missed been?
Oh, you...
Two more dragons.
I toss dragons at you at level 1. There's a story reason why dragons would have been in that area, but we're not quite there yet. Your perception roll was kind of bad. You would have found out something today if it were a little higher.
Oh no. Damn.
Aw.
That's cool.
Just for roleplay reasons, I got kind of hurt during that, so I'm going to reach under my chainmail and make sure that hunter didn't get crushed. Because he's got a little pouch that he retreats to, like under my chainmail, like kind of along my like back, like side of my back.